The stop-slow paddle is the primary traffic control device used by flaggers. It is used by flaggers stationed at the point where traffic is to stop. It may be used at an intersection if and only if there is a flagger assigned to each approach and each flagger controls traffic approaching from only one direction. The stop-slow paddle must be octagonal in shape, meaning it must have 8 sides, like all stop signs. It must be at least 18 inches wide, with letters 6 inches high. Larger paddles are acceptable, though not required. This paddle shall have a rigid handle and be mounted to a staff of sufficient length so that the bottom of the sign is 72 inches above the road surface. It's not acceptable to simply hold the sign up to that height without a staff. A person's arm will tire easily and the paddle will most likely not remain at that required height for the duration of the flagging duties. Flaggers will not support the paddle by inserting the shaft into a channelizing device, cart, or other device which is not listed in Publication 35, also known as Bulletin 15, as an approved stop-slow paddle support device. The stop face shall have white letters and a white border on a red background. The slow face shall have black letters and a black border on a diamond-shaped orange background. The stop-slow paddle shall be retroreflective. Retroreflectivity is a measure of how efficient an object is at returning light to its source. In layman's terms, how bright an object appears to an observer when a light is shined on it. When used in hours of darkness, it is critical that the stop-slow paddle have an adequate retroreflective properties to enhance its visibility to approaching motorists. The sheeting used on a stop-slow paddle gives it retroreflective properties, and this sheeting must be of a type approved by PennDOT and listed in PennDOT Publication 35, also known as Bulletin 15. This is of particular importance when considering older drivers. As people age, they need more light to see things with the same clarity. The sign a 20-year-old identifies at 575 feet away, a 60-year-old will identify at only 280 feet. The stop-slow paddle may be modified by incorporating either white or red flashing lights into the stop face or either white or yellow flashing lights into the slow face as directed by the MUTCD.